As Massachusetts continues a gradual loosening of restrictions imposed to stop the spread of the coronavirus, dining out could return early next month with a new set of rules. Governor Baker says in phase two of the state's reopening from COVID-19 restrictions, restaurants can again serve sit-down customers. Initially, only outdoor dining would be allowed, with tables positioned at least 6 feet apart. To get the perspective of the restaurant industry, we turn to Bob Luz, the president and CEO of the Mass Restaurant Association. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
Governor Baker says state officials will monitor COVID-19 statistics, and then if progress seems stable, he'll make a decision next Friday with details about a reopening of restaurants, possibly as soon as the following Monday, June 8th. What's your reaction to the timeline?
Well, I mean, first of all, we're excited to have a reopening process that's beginning, and we're very appreciative of that. We're also respectful of the data, and we've been watching it every night, every day since May 18th. But part of the planning is still missing. Without a firm date, restaurateurs have a couple of issues. One is very little money left in their pockets, and so they've got to know for sure when they're going to be able to reopen. They can't expend money and not reopen. The bigger problem is that their suppliers have to get fresh product from California, the Midwest, Florida, produce, meat, chicken, dairy. And that supply chain takes 4 to 6 days just to resupply to get it here.
So possibly restaurants wouldn't be able to open because they don't have the materials to serve.
Yeah, they might not have the materials, and they may not have finished being able to train their employees in time.
What about that outdoor dining only part of the plan? How much help is that to the restaurant industry? And, you know, how many restaurants in Massachusetts provide that?
Well, today, you know, less than 20 to 25% of the restaurants have the ability to have any ability to eat outdoors. I will say respectfully, the governor's office and the legislature are working together to streamline the process that normally would take 7 to 10 weeks to get approval for that. They're going to streamline it so that that decision-making sits solely with the city's local city and town, and that should flatten that process out to about, hopefully, 7 to 10 days. Look, eating outside in spring in Massachusetts, it's a dicey challenge because we can have weather that's too hot, too cold, or rainy. If I'm a restaurateur and I see a forecast for a weekend that's going to be cloudy and 50 degrees, I may decide I can't open up because I don't want to ruin product and have employees come in when nobody comes to the outdoor seating area.
Are you saying that you think the governor could have safely gone further with some indoor dining?
Well, that's certainly our preference. I mean, look, the restaurant industry is the most regulated industry, the most inspected industry behind healthcare. We work daily and always have with the FDA, the local and state boards of health. We're regularly inspected, so we feel we're ready, willing, and able. But we respect the fact that the governor felt that this was the first step to take.
Now, curbside takeout has definitely become very popular in these recent weeks. How much has that helped restaurants? And in the near future, how much do you expect that to become a more important source of revenue for some restaurants?
Well, takeout before the pandemic was a nice add-on. As the only source of revenue, takeout and delivery is not profitable for a restaurant by any stretch of the imagination. What it's allowed some restaurants to do is keep equipment, you know, working, keep employees working, but it's an expensive venture. So restaurants are going to have to adapt and realize that's going to be a much bigger piece of their overall sales mix. And that means that it's that piece of sales is less profitable. And so they're going to have to figure out, how do I make this all work?
Well, Bob, thank you for taking the time with us.
Thank you.
Bob Luz is the president and CEO of the Mass Restaurant Association.